Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 30th. Tesla is angering some independent shops who are certified to work on Tesla vehicles. Tesla owners have been complaining about repair time after accidents, but it came to a forefront in 2017 after the line became months long. At that time, in order to address the situation, Tesla moved some of its training programs online, and it looked to expand options for repair shops to work on their cars. And now, the automaker is angering some of those shops by trying to recruit their technicians. Repairer-Driven News reports, quote, "Collision repair shop owners and employees are reporting Tesla emails blatantly recruiting their certified Tesla technicians and estimators and even their acquaintances with the same resume." In response to this, one of the collision shops told Repairer-Driven News that they are considering legal action against Tesla. Tesla employees have confirmed that the company has produced its 1 millionth battery pack at Gigafactory Nevada. The production lead wrote about the accomplishment, saying, quote, "A little late to the fest, but after almost 3 years of working at Gigafactory 1, I got to throw my name on the 1 millionth pack produced. So proud of everyone at the factory that had a part in achieving this goal." Now, when it was first started, Gigafactory Nevada was somewhat of a novel idea. Actually, the initial plan is still somewhat novel. Gigafactory Nevada is only about 30% of the planned overall size, although both Tesla and their battery manufacturing partner, Panasonic, have utilized the space that they have, obviously producing the 1 millionth pack. Tesla China is reportedly suing two former customers for defamation over comments that they made to disparage the brand. According to a new report from the South China Morning Post, Tesla is suing Han Chao, who owned a Tesla, and after the vehicle shut down, he demanded a new one, even though Tesla offered to just replace the parts. The customer who demanded it actually got what he wanted when he won his own lawsuit against Tesla. Separately, Tesla is also suing for defamation from Zhongyao Zhou, the daughter of a Tesla owner who was involved in an accident that she blamed on Tesla. She famously mounted a vehicle at the Shanghai Auto Show and literally shouted down at the automaker. In this case, Tesla is actually countersuing her for defamation. After Tesla posted their side of her infamous complaints, she sued them for defamation. At any rate, the defamation suits from a big company at the ground level is actually quite rare, and it might not actually serve to help Tesla's reputation. On top of that, China is currently in a frenzy of nationalism, and the perception of a large foreign company suing individuals will be an uphill battle. Genesis has revealed more details of its upcoming GV60. It's an important vehicle for Hyundai's luxury brand, since it's their first EV built on the eGMP platform. That platform, by the way, is going to enable great specs, like the ones on the IONIQ 5. The Genesis GV60 will include the larger 77.4 kilowatt-hour battery pack, enabling what Hyundai says is a maximum range around 280 miles. The performance version is going to enable a 0 to 62 mile per hour acceleration in just 4 seconds and benefit from the same 400 and 800 volt charging system like the IONIQ 5. It's also going to come with all of Hyundai's latest advanced driver assistance systems and luxury features found in other Genesis vehicles, such as the heads-up display. The GV60 will also include, for the benefit of the driver, artificial engine noises that mimic a gasoline car. As purists here at Electrek, we're happy to see that that feature can be customized, and in my preference, it would be totally turned off. North American deliveries of the new Genesis GV60 are expected next year. The Corporate Electric Vehicle Alliance, a coalition of 20 major U.S. and global companies and fleet operators, released a letter today urging automakers to rapidly expand their electric offerings. The alliance represents more than $1 trillion in annual revenue and collectively owns, leases, or operates more than 1.3 million on-road fleet vehicles in the U.S. 95% of the alliance respondents noted that they would be willing to switch vehicle brands in order to go electric. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.